When we're born, we have a mommy and daddy, right? And then when we grow up and get married, we have children of our own. And then our children grow up and get married and have children. And so on and so on. So it's very important and very fun also to...
Single at 35.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the show that is Single at 35. Now, I'm the host of the show, Benjamin. I'm actually 36, I've just turned 36, and I'm single, and I have been now for about 3 years. So my backstory is I was in a relationship for 12 years with my ex-partner. We had a house, we had a cat, we had bills, like most people do in a relationship, and it ended quite amicably, which is fantastic. She's actually remarried now after 3 years, and I guess my single journey started by meeting a lot of people, finding out who I was, and now I'm in a position where I really want to have a long-term relationship. So that's kind of my kind of baseline story. Now, the show isn't just about myself. I've also got two really good friends who join me each fortnight to talk about their journey through singledom from a different angle. So firstly, we've got Chris, who ended a long-term relationship at Christmas this year, and he has, I guess, found himself walking into a potential new long-term relationship within months of that. So he's got, I guess, an interesting perspective on of single life and how he's managing that with his, and how he's finding his new, I guess, new and lucky to have relationship. And next we have Tim. So Tim ended a relationship at Christmas also with his wife's ex-wife, Sonia. Fantastic couple, again, amicable. Now, he has moved into my spare room, and he is in a different position again, whereas he would probably not approve of me saying this. However, I'm going to throw out the cliche that is single and ready to mingle. So there's myself looking for love, Chris finding himself in a long-term relationship, or a potential long-term relationship out of just coming out of one, and we've got Tim, who's really single and ready to mingle. So the three of us all live in Wellington, New Zealand. We're going to get together every fortnight, and we're going to talk about our adventures of being single, coming from a perspective that we don't really know what we're doing, that there is a game out there, and it's a scary game, and we're going to document our, I guess, dates and what we find, and really try, I guess my goal is to get deep and dark and really uncover what the male psyche is like, really like, through the perspective of, I guess, of the dating culture and what we really, you know, what really makes us tick. In addition to that, we're going to probably go on some adventures and make some recordings when we're out and about to kind of take some, like, dynamic content. Now, we're rough and raw. We're unscripted. So I apologize now for our language, for the fact that I might say, and a few other sayings that I'll probably notice as I start recording that I keep saying the same thing over and again that annoys you, then please let me know. Also, we want your questions. So if you're, like, male or female and you've got some questions that you'd like to ask and you're interested to know about our stories or you've got a story to share, and you can send that in, or we can come and record if you're also in Wellington, New Zealand. So that's a bit of an intro. Join us every fortnight. We have a lot of fun. We don't hold back, and we are single at 35.